Sunday Meditation, February 10th, 2002. Question today, Quill, has to do with the concept of the shadow self, the darker side of ourselves that we occasionally explore, but which is mostly a mystery to us. And we would like for you to help us discover what it is we can do to get to know our shadow selves, to accept our darker side, and become 360-degree people with light and dark. What is the most salient thing that we as seekers of truth could do to get to know and accept our shadow selves?
We are those known to you as the principle of Akua. Greetings in the love and in the light of the one infinite creator, in whose service we are. We honor you and thank you for all that you have done in order to come to this circle of seeking at this time. For each, there have been sacrifices, and we thank each for the desire to seek the truth and for the honor of being called to your group by the tuning of this instrument and this group and the question that you asked. We are greatly in your debt, for you allow us to be of service in the way that we hope best fulfills our present capacities. Therefore, it is most precious to us to speak these words with you. And we would ask of you only that as you listen, you discard those things that do not seem to be useful, and retain those things which seem to be worth a further look. For we would not be a stumbling block before any. And we encourage each not to allow the self to be a stumbling block in the sense of the received wisdom of authority. For truly, the discrimination within that resonates, whether disturbed or elated by material, will tell you what material is for you. If there is no resonance either of dismay or of love, then this material definitely can be looked at another time. It is helpful not to dismiss things with which one disagrees, but rather to examine them in order to see what others perceive distortions might be. Information is often helpful, although not always in the manner expected. Trust the discrimination that lies within in the emotional resonance that is retained when material is put down, that nags at the mind and causes the mind to iterate that process of thought, that little shift of dimension that somehow those words held. Notice those, follow those. Those are those ripples that come to you that you can follow well by your interests, trusting that that which you are seeking will be attracted to you through the natural energy exchanges that are part of all the densities of this universe, where, as you would say, energies are not blocked in order to prevent these connections from being made and these roundnesses of occurrences to plump out the seemingly flat and linear horizon of time. The shadow self is a most interesting query. And to begin, we would bring to your mind a symbol in this instrument's mind labeled pop culture. It is the yin-yang symbol of the S-shaped curve across the circle with one graceful arch being black and the other white, and the black having a white dot, and the white having the black dot. Certainly one can see the white from the black, but one can also see that they create a spherical being, and this is the 360-degree being that we've been talking about. In this instrument's communion service, which we present to the one known as Cindy as an example of our sense of humor, the wording of the general confession used to be that of claiming the self to be a wretch. And within this instrument's mind, there is often the ironic thought that she regrets that this was ever taken out of the service. And because it is helpful from time to time to connect with the wretched portion of self-perceived humanity. For it is the glory and the pain of humanity to express and experience two halves for the price of one. This is a density that is rather unusual even for later densities in the strength of the apparent wide chasm or abyss between the forces of light and the forces of darkness. And indeed there has been a very concerted effort on the part of many to conceive of this as a war, and the light workers of the world as warriors that are fighting dark forces. We do not find this to be the most helpful model from which to view the energies of your planet as harvest is in the midst of its birthing and processing of so very many energies and so very many entities. The temptation is to remain within the spiritual materialism of fourth density war. This density has never solved the question of war. Indeed, it is incapable of solving the question of the war between good and evil, for it has, by its very definition, especially in the beginning of it, no balance. It is purely loving. Within third density, there is the opportunity to come to balance. And this is the query that you ask this day, in effect, when you ask about the shadow self. When one is in balance, one sees and allows the enjoyment of and the preference of the radiation, the beauty, the truth, and the very obvious unity of the positive that is around one, of the beauties and the blessings that are thick in the air, in daily life, in all sorts of nooks and crannies that seldom are even seen, because the creation is so rich in its gifts. And yet, the creation is rich also in challenges. And for each of you within this room, the challenge is in seeing the dark side without its masks. Or rather, shall we say, with a more selective with a more understanding choice of masks for the dark side. For is not the she-wolf a terrible hunter, greatly feared by its prey? And yet do you not desire to have the she-wolf run with you? She is a murderer. You can think about each and every aspect of the dark side of the self that feels self-pity, the self that feels jealousy, greed, murder, adultery, all of your 10 sins, and we assure you many more, which are more subtle and lie within the heart. And yet, within this same matrix of humanity lies also the tree of the new world. For as you are all things within this density, so are you also things that are not of this density. Therefore, balance becomes a matter of retaining and refining a sense of proportion so that you are able to become a better observer of the self in its behavior. It is difficult to become aware of the self, the thoughts of the self, and what the self is doing. Usually, for such intensive work as this, it is helpful to have that entity who is able to see the self from the outside. And so groups such as this one are helpful. Friendships are helpful when there is sharing back and forth, as this instrument and the one known as Cindy's have often done, encouraging each other in those truths that they both have an intellectual awareness of, but of which they both do not yet grasp with absolute comfort the cloak, the crown, the scepter. For you see, to come into an acceptance of the she-wolf that runs with you, to come into an acceptance of the liar that whose dazzling footsteps dance one out of trouble, to love that self that is able to aim group at 3 inches and polish off the target at 20 yards that happens to be a human that is attempting to cause damage to a loved one. This instrument has certainly experienced the feelings of a murderer when a loved one was apparently struck and perhaps killed. There is no length of time between the sight of someone that needs defense in the mind of the perceiver and the feelings of murder. And it is a pure, clean, crisp, and powerful emotion, not unlike anger, but with deadly intent. Would any say that this instrument had an unintegrated murderer within her? No. And yet, it is this instrument's inner thoughts that suggest to her that she does indeed have a murderer alive and well and living in the hospitality of the temple of her body, her mind, and her spirit. And so each contains all that there is. And within your density, the very fabric of your illusion is very much the yin and the yang, the give and the take. And it is a great achievement indeed when that dark side of self is seen as an asset by the self. And as that she-wolf bears its fangs and seems to come at one as a werewolf, as a predator, as one that wants to tear out the heart,
That is when you embrace that she-wolf and know that is your powerful, brave heart that is capable of anything. But that chooses to be your she-wolf, to be your totem, to be your seeker of truth that prowls in dreams and comes back with news from elsewhere. All of those aspects of dark side that seem so grimed are actually no grimier than the excrement that passes from the bowels of your body. Is food fair and excrement foul? It may seem so. Yet both are necessary, and the intake and the outgo of both are equally necessary. And the bowel is just as necessary an organ as the tongue. Both are valued equally by the body, and whether dark or seemingly light, both are affected not by the literal nature of their seeming function, but rather of the emotion that powers them. For cell by cell, each of you is powered by an emotion or a mixture of emotions. We urge people over and over again to refine their desires. We urge them to seek the silence and to ask within the silence for the further refining of truth, for the further honing of the desire to know. This is because this is the path that yields to the seeker. Those abilities to move from the world of black and white into the world of moving energy, energy that passes through all of the chakras, moving up and through and out, catalyst moving down and through and out, in a majestic mixture of inner planes and outer planes function, in which the human physical vehicle is an inextricable and valuable part of spiritual growth, and the great sender of signals to that which is your mind, your body, and your spirit. And the person in charge of sending each signal to the mind, which sends to the body and which shares with the spirit, is that perception that is believed to have occurred. What is that faith which each of you holds, to which each of you can cling? Where are there simple and easy ground rules for improving one's perception of these things? This instrument has found helpful and uses to this day the following prayer. Lord, make us instruments of our peace. Where there is hatred, let us sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is discord, union. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, teach us to seek not so much to be loved as to love, to be understood as to understand, to be consoled as to console. For it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, it is in giving that we receive, and it is in dying that we rise to eternal life. This is a prayer of light and dark, and of the choices that we make in the way we feel. Entities surrounding one shall predictably offer one negative catalyst. Catalyst that is perceived to be negative because it is dealing with other people's projections of one's own dark side, which is another way of saying that you are projections of their dark side, and that all entities are busy demonstrating the humanity of the self to the other self. Each of you is valuable in that regard, if in no other, for all of you is a bad example from time to time. And blessed are the bad examples as well as the good examples. Blessed are those moments when you despair and think, I will never get this problem, because at that point you realize there's a bad attitude involved here. Blessed is each moment when you are able to pinpoint anything about the thinking process with which you might quarrel. For there are things which can be improved by watching the thoughts one has and the comments that one makes to oneself about these thoughts. There truly are voices within the mind that need to be put into deep memory, into deep storage, into files that are closed. They do not need to remain in the voices that speak in dreams, in the voices that speak within the musing of inner thoughts. The voices that are needed are the voices of silence. Not our words, not the words of your parents, not the words of any perceived guardian or authority can give you that which is beyond words. The presence of the one infinite creator whose nature is absolute love. The creator has come through other generations of being and has found ways closer and closer to understand what love is. And yet it remains a mystery, and the creator is ever curious. Your experiment in positivity and negativity of such sharp characterization is very interesting. The creator is most curious. We are aware that the challenges of coming into a balanced view of the self, in which the self is forgiven, are great. The many enculturated energies that tend society by society to keep people in their places within the scheme of things, as this instrument would say, are deadening, distorting, numbing, confusing teachings that either must consciously be removed or be removed by trauma. In the face of this, the challenges of coming into balance with the self may seem insurmountable, and yet we say to you that there is a moment, which is what this instrument was attempting to speak of when she said, falling in love with yourself is needed. There is a moment when the horizon opens and one is able to accept responsibility for one's joy. And one comes into a bliss that does not cease entirely. When there is even a bobble in the harmony, it is painful enough that it is necessary to stop and correct the error. In each place where the entity perceives the self to be out of balance and stuck, the things that are holding the pattern have to do with perception rather than truth. With, as the one known as Cindy stated, inner balances of self in lessons that are being learned rather than the characteristics of the outside world as it impinges accidentally and in a random manner. It is not random. It is kindly producing the general catalyst for the kind of lesson that this instrument desired to learn within this incarnation. And this particular line of thought is one which, more than most spiritual questions, is not harmed by intellectual and analytical thought. Perhaps if we were to narrow things down to one piece of advice, it would simply be this: shake it off and forget it. Whatever it is, if it is something that you genuinely feel you do not want to do, shake it off and forget it. The effect that this has will be the change in catalyst that will inform you as to the preferences which genuinely come into play in various situations. For many times, things are other than they seem by not just a small degree, but as if a house was constructed upon another house and that first house was buried. And the archaeologists must go down and dig up an entire structure and find out what keeps the energy in this pattern that is not productive. When one is talking about balance, one must talk without making generalities, for no two people have the same balance. Each entity will have a different kind of chakra system, a different way of using it, a different way of expressing it, letting it go, and moving it through the body. No two entities are at all alike. They may harmonize, and then they are perceived as aura enhancers, or they may tend not to harmonize. Upon the level that balance is achieved without dealing with the light and the dark, what is best is simply to come into loving relationship with the pattern as a whole, so that you celebrate the dirt, the muck, the seeming darkness with honest and sincere appreciation, just as you have appreciation for fertilizers and fields and for the cleanliness of a cleaned out system that would be toxic if one were not able to process food and remove it through the bowel. The perceived darkness of things is a negative. And those who honestly believe that the heart is a false creator will attempt again and again to use only the light in order to achieve truth. The problem is that there is no balance in light that does not have love within it. Without love, the light shall always bend itself into service to self. For without the heart, there is no clearing house to take what this instrument would call the 90-degree shift from one type of energy to another. And this is what each is attempting to see, is that shift in consciousness that is beyond doing well at a perceived task or finding better ways to do tasks. What is actually the benefit and the service of the entity is far below that level, far below what an entity is aware that she is offering. It is in the being of the entity, the way that entity responds in a spontaneous and free manner to the present moment, with those with whom she comes in contact, with those of whom she thinks, with those prayers with which she occupies her moments, and with those hopes and dreams that she holds dear and moves to in thought to create places of light in the spirit world. That is the self that entities actually respond to, that they take fire from, and that without knowing why, they feel as the light upon the hill that shines forth and radiates in a way that is beyond them and expresses spirit. It is not the entity who is skillful at directing the life. It is the entity who loves in and out of season that is truly serving. So, while balance is an excellent thing to seek, it is not necessarily a goal, because it is yet another thing about which to have a preference. It is yet another trap to lay for oneself and say, if I have balance, if I have equanimity, then I am wise. True balance involves the knowledge that no one knows anything, and that includes yourself. Even the one known as St. Paul, the Apostle, said, I am the least of all Christians. Even arrogance must at last, when speaking upon the level of the soul, own its humility and accept the imperfection of this entire experience. Yet, within you also are all the inner planes and all of the densities that make up this object. For many, there are actual memories of other densities. For others, there is the feeling of being the native to Earth, but being ready indeed for greener pastures as far as lessons to learn. And the path of service and learning at this time is, to a great extent, being able to have those moments when you have come into your bliss, where you are running with the wolf, and that wolf is your will and your strength, and has nothing to do anymore with unbridled or negative darkness, but only with that fecund and energetic power that brings into bloom the flowers that grant their beauty to a waning world. We would at this time transfer this contact to the one known as Jim, whom we welcome back to our extensive stable of adequate channels. We are greatly appreciative of the adequacy of this channel and would like to encourage this entity to feel confident. This entity may be aware we are teasing it. In reality, we are jumping with joy, and we want you to know that too. We are very glad to have you as an entity with whom we may share conversation, for greatly do we enjoy being with you and being able to express in your particular style. Consequently, we thank you. And we would at this time transfer to one known
instrument. We are those known to as a kuo, and we leave this instrument in love and in love.
I am Kuo, and we greet each once again, in love and in life, through this instrument. We find that this layoff period has been brief enough that we have a little rust with which to deal. For this we are grateful. May we ask if there might be another query of a shorter variety at this time to which we must do.
Well, I guess I'll start. Earlier, we were talking about the troubles and tribulations that Carl and Jim were having with the Law of One publisher getting the rights to the Law of One book back. Could you tell us what issues and influences are blocking this at this time?
I am Kuo, and though we are aware of your query, my friend, we must apologize for invoking the law of confusion, for this is information which is that which could abridge free will. We are sorry to be short of information here. Is there another query to which we may speak more freely?
Not for me right now. I think Carl is very eager to ask you a question.
Yes, because I can't get the flashlight off with one hand. Okay. We have a question from Samuel Johnson of Metaform Foundation, Incorporated. And he writes, I have been studying the basis for spontaneous healing for 14 years. We know that there is virtually always a shift in consciousness, usually accompanied by great joy in a spontaneous healing. However, we have been unable to discover what triggers this response. Is it possible for you to consult your source and see if they could come up with a simple, definitive answer?
I am aware of your queries. The experience of the one to be healed, in which there is an inpouring of great peace and comfort during the healing, and the experience of the joy-filled mental and emotional complexes is that experience which one would have if one could but shed in an instant that which caused great pain, that which caused great ignorance, that which blocked one from the next step upon the path. This is indeed what occurs with what you have called the spontaneous healing. For the one to be healed has in an instant dropped that which was of difficulty, of limitation, of concern. This is responded to by the emotional body of the one to be healed as a kind of joyful noise, shall we say, a rejoicing of the spirit, a rejoicing of the soul. To be healed is to be brought into a closer balance with all that is. When one reaches home, shall we say, after a long journey, there is the immediate feeling of relief, of joy, of completion, that one is once again within that place of peace that nurtures one, and gives one the feeling of wholeness. To be healed is much like coming home. And the joy that comes from the one to be healed is an expression of this instantaneous realization. Is there another query, my sister?
No, I thank you very much, and I will send this on to them.
I am quite, and we thank you once again, my sister. Is there another query at this time?
Yes, I have a question. There has been a lot communicated in the last decade or so about humanity polarizing itself into two groups, basically a light group and a dark group, and that the dark group will in its own way go away, pass over. Could you please comment on that?
I'm aware of your query, my friend. There is indeed at this time, the time of the harvest of souls and of the planet itself, a great opportunity to choose to seek further either towards serving the light and the other selves which one sees as the creator and same as the soul, or to serve that which one may call the self, the darkness, the left-hand path, as it has been called. For it is within these two paths that the ability to continue the journey of seeking the one creator may continue from the third density forward into the density of understanding, the density which beckons each at this time. We may say that there are far, far fewer of those entities who pursue the negative path than there are of those who seek the light and to serve others. For the negative path is one which is most difficult to pursue. This path requires the conscious functioning of an adept who is able to control not only the self, but other selves to a degree at least a 95%, so that there is very little which this entity does not seek mastery over. These entities who seek the negative polarization will have their day, in fact are having their day at this time, so that they may accomplish that which they have set for themselves with only regard for others being that which affects themselves. This is what you may see as a very brightly burning flame that will consume much about it for a short period of your time. There will be, following the exit of this influence from this planet, the continued experience of service to others by those who have chosen this path. For there will be a continuing need for a great deal of each serving each other. There will be the obvious requirements of living the daily life under conditions which may be less than conducive to accomplishing this task with comfort. We find that we must pause briefly that this instrument might be allowed to work the recording devices. We shall leave this instrument briefly. We are those of
And again, with this instrument, we thank each for your patience. The ability of entities to express their choice of seeking to serve other selves and to seek what you may call in the positive polarity will be enhanced by the difficulties which have begun and which shall continue apace. That which might be seen as turmoil, as lack of necessities, and so forth in the days and years to come, will be heavy laden with opportunity for service to others. Thus, we correct this instrument. Thus, each will become aware more and more fully of the unity of all creation and all entities within the creation as it becomes more and more necessary for each to aid each other in the ability to accomplish the daily round of activities under circumstances which may be seen to be of a difficult, even severe in nature. Yet these entities shall prevail. For as one seeks to serve other selves and sees other selves as the one creator, each is pursuing the path of that which is. For indeed each is a portion of the one creator. Each is inextricably linked with each other self. And these ties will bind each into what you have called a nation of priests. Each will feel the power of the one creator moving through the vehicle in order that the one creator might be glorified in each thought, each activity, each experience. These will be times which few would desire before going through them, but which each and every one will be most grateful to have experienced when they are going through them and as they are completing these services. Is there a further query, Reverend?
Yes, I have a follow-on question to that. Is it possible to have an approximate date by which all of this will have transpired?
I am aware of your query, Reverend. The question of dates is one which is most heavily upon the minds of many of those of your population, for the frame of time seems short, and indeed, this may be the case. Many of your peoples throughout your recorded history have spoken of times that were within a decade of the new millennium, which has now arrived. We see this possibility, probability vortex as well. And though it is most heavily weighted, shall we say, there are others that are potentially energizable in that the free will choices of the population of this planet is of paramount importance. In this regard, as those of Ra have said, it is possible that in one fine, strong moment of inspiration, the population of this planet could turn the needle of the compass to seeking to serve other selves. Though this is not probable, it is ever possible. And the choices which are made by more and more people to seek to serve in the positive polarity makes the likelihood of the time frame grow shorter. As people are less able to choose one service path or the other, the time frame lengthens. We apologize for not being able to be more precise, but this is a fluid possibility. Your future is mazed from all eyes that look upon it. Seek then to serve each other as if this were your last opportunity to do so. Is there another query?
No, thank you.
I am calling. We thank you once again. Is there another query at this time?
Not for me, cool.
I think that's it.
And as we are aware that we have exhausted the queries for this session of seeking, we shall once again thank each present for making those sacrifices which were necessary in order to join this circle of seeking this day, and for calling us to join you as well. We are most appreciative of this opportunity to be of service in the way which we feel most helpful. At this time, we shall take our leave of this instrument and this group. We are known to you as those, quote, we leave each in the love and in the ineffable light of the one infinite creator. Adonai, my friend. Adonai.
Adonai.
Adonai.